This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. After last-minute chaos that could foreshadow a court challenge, Kenya's Electoral Commission chairman has declared Deputy President William Ruto the winner of the close presidential election over five-time contender Raila Odinga. It's a triumph for the man who shook up politics by appealing to struggling Kenyans on economic terms and not on ethnic ones. The chaos emerged just before the declaration when four of the seven electoral commissioners told journalists they could not support the quote-unquote opaque nature of the final phase of the vote verification. Streets across Kenya exploded, some in jubilation, others in anger. Odinga's campaign has 7 days to file a challenge in court, extending the uncertainty in Kenya, a country of 56 million people that is seen as crucial to regional stability. The Supreme Court will have 14 days to rule. Author Salman Rushdie is on the road to recovery, according to his agent. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports it comes as Iran denies involvement in the attack on him, but still justifies it.
Hadi Mutah, a New Jersey man whose parents emigrated from Lebanon, pleaded not guilty to attempted murder. The DA alluded to a decades-old fatwa demanding Rushdie's killing over his book, The Satanic Verses, as a potential motive. Henry Reese, the co-founder of Pittsburgh City of Asylum, who was on stage with Rushdie Friday when he was attacked, says they were about to discuss writer's safety.
It's an attack against his body, his life, and against every value that he stood for.
Rushdie's son Zafar says, though his life-changing injuries are severe, his usual feisty and defiant sense of humor remains intact. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department on Monday said it opposes unsealing the affidavit prosecutors used to obtain a judge's approval to search former President Donald Trump's Florida home, where they seized classified documents. A federal court on Friday in South Florida unsealed the search warrant and several accompanying legal documents that showed FBI agents carted away 11 sets of classified records from Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. Some of the records seized were labeled as top secret, the highest level of classification reserved for the most closely held U.S. national security information. Prosecutors on Monday cited recent violence and increasing threats against the FBI as one reason not to release the affidavit. The longtime financial chief of former President Donald Trump's namesake real estate company is expected to plead guilty in New York on Thursday in a tax fraud case, a person familiar with the matter said. Former Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg could be required to testify against the company, which is also charged in the case, the person said. Weisselberg and the Trump Organization were charged in July 2021 with more than a dozen counts of tax fraud and falsifying business records for awarding off-the-books benefits to company executives. The New York Times first reported on Monday that Weisselberg was nearing a plea deal. The Times said he will not cooperate with a broader investigation into Trump, citing two unidentified sources. Authorities have determined Alec Baldwin fatally shooting a cinematographer on a movie set last year was an accident. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
Medical investigators have ruled the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins in October was accidental. Alec Baldwin was pointing a gun at her as they were setting up a scene when the gun went off. Baldwin's attorney, Luke Nikas, says it's the third time authorities have found that Baldwin did not know about the allegedly unsafe conditions. An FBI analysis of the revolver suggests it was in working order at the time and would not have discharged unless the trigger had been pulled. Prosecutors have not decided if charges will be filed. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Recapping our top story, after last-minute chaos that could foreshadow a court challenge, Kenya's Electoral Commission chairman has declared Deputy President William Ruto the winner of the close presidential election over five-time contender Raila Odinga. It's a triumph for the man who shook up politics by appealing to struggling Kenyans on economic terms and not on ethnic ones. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe.